In deeply experiences of darkness, such as tragedy, depression, or fear, there is often a tendency to doubt the love of God, or even the existence of God. But the scriptures for today remind us that it is at those very times, by being in touch with God's presence, we receive the hope we so desperately need. It is at those times, if we are open to receive it, we are given the light that helps to banish the darkness. James, in his epistle, reminds people of the hope they have that one day the Messiah will come to save them. But also he tells them they must be patient. In today's idiom, we might say, there's no magic bullet. In other words, there is nothing that will magically make everything all sweetness and light. Our own experience tells us that life is never simple. In today's gospel lesson, John the Baptizer is in prison. No doubt, he sensed the fragility of his situation. He sensed perhaps that he would soon be put to death. His disciples were with him, and he sent them to Jesus to ask him a question. Are you the one who is to come, that is the Messiah, or are we to look for another? What, we might ask, has got into John? Surely John knows who Jesus is. When Jesus came to John asking to be baptized, John tried to prevent it from happening, saying that Jesus should be baptizing him. At that time, he knew who Jesus was, the long-awaited promised Messiah. But we need to remember that the expected Messiah of the Jewish people was to be a warrior king, a conqueror with an army. The person would turn the world upside down and establish the Jewish people as a world power. Their enemies would be vanquished, and those who had remained faithful would be rewarded with prestige and prosperity. When John's disciples came to Jesus with this question from John, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to look for another?" Jesus didn't answer them with a simple yes or no. He told them, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight, cripples walk, lepers are cured, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised to life, and the poor have the good news preached to them." Does this sound like a warrior king? No wonder John is confused. Jesus has no entourage save a band of followers who are unlikely leaders and definitely not conquering generals. While John was looking for judgment and a violent end for the wicked, Jesus was preaching forgiveness and telling of God love, a God who offered second chances to his wayward children. Jesus' words to John echo the song of hope of the prophet Isaiah, uttered hundreds of years before, while Isaiah was with the Hebrew exiles in Babylon. It's a song of hope that foretold of the release of the captives from exile. And from that time on, they have had the ring of messianic hope. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are feeble of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come to save you. Much as most of us enjoy this season of year and look forward with joy to Christmas Day, for some it is a time of spiritual darkness or even deep depression. That feeling of despair has many roots. Sometimes it's loneliness, no one to be with at this time of year, that for most people is a time of hope and celebration. It may be the result of a family breakup, or death, or a broken relationship, or the loss of a home, or some other crisis in one's life. We who find this time of year to be joyful and uplifting need to be sensitive to the fact that there are others who have an especially difficult time during this season. Statistics show an alarming increase in the number of suicides around Christmas. We who believe in the truth and joy of this holy season need to take care to not just become totally absorbed in our own preparations. Surely, we ought to share the good news of Christ all year long, but let us see these next couple of weeks as a special opportunity to share our hope with those whose spirits are low. Consider them as modern-day captives who need to hear the good news as surely as did those exiles in Babylon long ago. But sharing the good news must be more than a cheery greeting or a Merry Christmas. It involves taking that person into your heart, and perhaps even into your home, in such a way as to truly share love with them. Friendship is a gift from God. Give it to them. Perhaps one way might be to invite such a person to a special service that our cathedral offers named Blue Christmas. It's especially for those who are going through a difficult period at this time of year. And this service is next Tuesday on December the 17th at 6 p.m. As I ponder these lessons, I'm reminded of the story of a man named Gordy. He died young, in his 50s, from a long bout with cancer. At his funeral, people had been invited to say something about him. It soon became clear that there were many present who wanted to speak. Person after person came forward, many of them young people. They struggled through their tears to tell how this man had rescued their lives from destruction. Many of them had been addicted to alcohol and other drugs, and some had been on the brink of suicide. Gordy had shared not only his own experience, but also the love of God with them. But Gordy wasn't always like that. There was a time when his entire life was going down the drain. Business, family, and friends, the whole works. In the peak of his self-destructive life, he had an $800 per week alcohol habit. He was hardly sober for a moment. And one day, he put a gun to his head and tried to kill himself. But he found he couldn't pull the trigger. It was in that moment that he felt God must have some purpose for him. It was a single moment in which he prayed to God and promised to change. And for the rest of his life, Gordy said it was by the grace of God alone that he survived. He vowed to straighten out his life, and he did. It was a day-by-day struggle, but he, with God's help, worked at it. Gordy was welcomed back by his wife and children. His friends supported his determined effort. He discovered what it meant to really pray. In time, he began his own ministry of seeking out and rescuing others who were in trouble, most of them young people. He took them into his home, fed them, gave them work, and got them back on their feet. Through it all, he witnessed to the power of God to bring forth life from death, to bring light out of darkness, and to bring hope and joy from despair. Gordy's funeral became a true celebration of his life and a time of thanksgiving for the many lives that he helped to change. People in darkness at last may see light. Ears tuned to the cacophony of discord of our world may hear words of life and hope. The passage of this season is one of joyful hope. The scriptures remind us that the Redeemer is sent from God to all of us. We need not be bound to our past or to anything that would enslave us in the present. The Savior comes to set us free. Our eyes can be opened to see that the fabric of our lives need not be in tatters or shreds, nor need they be soiled by unwise decisions, broken by hatred, or worn by grief and sorrow. The threads of God's love that we find in those who share the gift of love with us can strengthen our life and make it beautiful. And we can learn to see the hand of God even in our most difficult times. Advent is a time of preparation through repentance for the joy of Christmas. The message of Advent is that the one who brings us good news from God comes to us once again. Let us never forget that it is as we share this wonderful news with others that we will most readily find the true joy of Christmas.